Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show on a Tuesday morning. It is a gorgeous day out there, I have to tell you. My daughter texted me earlier. I guess she ran out the door running late, probably on her way to school, and texted me this message. I have my heat on full blast. I'm freezing.
I actually did have to turn the heat on a little this morning, too.
Did you really?
Yeah. I didn't have a coat on. I'm like, man, it's a little brisk in here. just to get the temperature in the cab up a little bit.
Be careful out there, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we had Mark Walters on the last segment. If you missed that at 7:35, he just sent me pictures of his daughter standing outside of her car that is all smashed up. She was hit by an illegal alien down in Georgia, and the last picture he sent me here is the criminal being hauled away by the police. So he was arrested by Georgia police at the scene, and he had an expired Illinois driver's license. So an illegal alien, not here legally, somehow managed to get a driver's license from Illinois and hit my friend Mark Walters' daughter. Thankfully, she's okay. You can see her in the pictures. The car is totaled. Complete mess there. But you can go back and listen to Mark's story for that if you want on the podcast.
Amazing that she walked away from that. I mean, from the looks of that car, it's just incredible. I was reading an article about the state of Texas. I know he's down in Georgia, but in Texas, they're saying that there are some minority communities of illegals and some legals where one person will know how to speak English and they will take the test and get driver's licenses for everyone else. They do, you know, in some of these Muslim communities, they wear their garb so they can't really see them when they're in there.
Oh.
So the matches, they say that it is a real problem among some of these. And we're talking about CDLs. We're talking about commercial driver's licenses to drive big rigs. And they are trying to crack down on it, but they say it's a tough thing. They've turned it into a science of how to scam people and get these CDLs passed out to a lot of people who actually never take a test, never learn the language, and are out there driving semis.
And lives are being taken every day as a result of that.
Scary
idiocy.
Stuff.
It really is scary, for sure. All right. So coming up on the 11th of September, on 9/11. We're going to be doing a live broadcast. You can come out and hang out with us down in beautiful downtown Eureka, Missouri. Dan is going to come out there with us that day. Ethan will be out there trying to get Bo Matthews to come out and pay a visit. I'm sure we'll have a lot of folks show up down there at Chicken Ellie's, and it's right in downtown Eureka. It's hard to miss. And we'll have the show set up live from 5 to 9. You can stop and have some breakfast. We'll be helping the Focus Marine Foundation. They do such great work with veterans of all the service branches, by the way. Although it says Focus Marines, they work with everyone who's transitioning back into civilian life. And their goal, obviously, is to stop the incredible number of suicides that happen among our former service members. That they want to step in and fix that and rebuild that trust. And they do a great, they do great, great work. So we'll be helping them raise some money down there on 9/11. So plan to visit us down in Eureka that day. That'll be good. Coming up, we're going to give away some Doobie Brothers tickets. So stay tuned for that. You don't want to miss that. But first, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
But Oakland is not afraid. We embrace all residents, including our immigrant communities.
Yeah, Oakland, how about that? The mayor out there is bragging about not cooperating with ICE. Hey, Mayor, meet Tom Homan.
So together with the new agents on the ground, the new technology, the new border barriers, we have a sustained presence on the border that's going to last for decades.
Yeah, and also in these communities that deem themselves sanctuary cities where they allow illegals, probably like the one that hit Mark Walter's daughter, to exist and not have to worry about being arrested and sent back to whatever country they broke in here from.
As Kilmar Abrego Garcia was leaving the jail in Tennessee and was in his car on the way up to Maryland, the government designated Uganda as the country of removal.
Why not? Know why they're mad?
Because he doesn't speak Ugandan.
They're mad because they're sending him to a country where he doesn't speak the language. Guess what? He's in a country where he doesn't speak the language. He needed an interpreter yesterday to get his message out to the American media.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It really is just hard to believe. Get ready for it. Here it comes. Yeah, that is David Lee Roth. I went to that concert last night, and I promised you I'd bring you back some audio evidence of it. It was not. The singing was not great. He did pretty well on a couple of the songs. Unchained, I thought he did really well on. He didn't do bad on Jump, there, but he had a chorus backing him up. He had a foursome of dudes behind him who could hit those high notes and like Eddie and Michael Anthony used to do in the background. So they helped him through it.
Think how bad it would have been if they weren't there. It would have been brutal.
Now the guys playing bass and guitar were also singing. But it really, really made a difference to have those other four guys in the back standing on the platform to chime in. Sometimes he would turn around and just point to them, and they would sing whatever he was supposed to sing. And one time he admitted to forgetting the lyrics. Like, we're all singing along with it. I know these songs like the back of my hand, and we're all singing along with it. And Dave stopped and said, oh, I forgot the words.
Hey, give him a break. It was a senior moment.
One break coming up. Yeah, see? Thank you. Wah, 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 wah. Anyway, David Lee Roth was at the factory last night. I got to go out there. I had a great time. It was
Did you stop by Lit to start it off?
Well, I did.
Did you?
I did. We went to the High Point and had one of their smash burgers, which are outstanding. And then we walked down to Lit and had a drink, a little pregame there before we. They got a great bourbon selection. I had one of their handcrafted barrel aged. Old fashions, which are outstanding.
Do they have the little smoker thing too? If you want to smoke your bourbon,
that's a good question. I can't imagine they probably don't, but I've never had one of those.
Excellent.
Down there.
You made your own smoke.
I did make my own smoke.
That's right.
Before we went down to listen to David Lee Roth, possibly for the last time.
And you say factory A+ venue for people who haven't experienced it yet.
Yep. Just fantastic. Yep. And he didn't sell it out. Like Kilmeade sold it out. I think capacity is like 1,800. That Brian Kilmeade event was sold out. David Lee Roth did not sell out the factory last night.
Now, is Gutfeld going to be there? He's coming to town, isn't he, or not? No, I don't know. Not Gutfeld. The other
Jimmy
comedian.
Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon's coming in January, and we're going to have an event surrounding his visit here as well.
Excellent.
We don't have all the details of that ironed out yet. But
is
when
that
we
his
do,
venue,
we'll
or is he going
to
be?
He's coming to the factory, I believe.
Is he?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
he should be able to sell that out. He's wildly popular
now. I would think. He's a great comedian. He does a great job on Fox.
Do you think it goes a little bluer in person? Because he always seems
I'm sure it does. Things he can't say on the radio.
Oh, yeah. He always walks to the edge, looks over the edge, and never quite crosses the line on Fox. But boy, you know there's times that he's one step away from an F-bomb or something.
Oh, I'm sure. They probably had to bleep him a few times when he first got started, yeah. If I had to guess. All right, let's get to our giveaway, Ethan, please.
Ooh.
You know what that means? That means we're giving away Doobie Brothers tickets every day this week. Welcome back to the show. This is a sad story to report, and Dan was reporting on it yesterday during the newscast. But a longtime elected official down in Jefferson County, currently serving as a state representative, Ken Waller, died unexpectedly this week at age 63. So a young man still, and very sad, very sudden. And I've talked to so many people that talked about what an impact he had over the years in Jefferson County, and really to hear many tell it helped turn around and get more Republicans elected in Jefferson County. He was willing to put his name on the ballot and get out there and run for office, I think maybe as treasurer and then county executive. And I wanted to have someone I'm sure knew him better than me, and that is Chris Gron Howard, who's running for Jefferson County executive right now. Chris, thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, thank you. So sorry to hear about Ken Waller. I know I met him a few times. I did not know him well, but everybody who didn't know him is just devastated by this.
Yeah, and maybe you saw my Facebook post. You know, whether they know it or not, everyone in Jefferson County is weeping because of the loss of Ken Waller. This is a man who, you know, turned this county red. This is a man who, when he became county executive, restructured the finances, saved these taxpayers, you know, millions of dollars. This is the guy who could fill up any room. I don't care how big the room was with his personality. And trust me, I know I'm a guy who suffers from excessive personality disorder. You know one when you see one.
Was he at your kickoff? I'm trying to remember if Waller was down there that day.
He was not at my kickoff, but I'll tell you what, you know, Ken was a guy who, you know, some people were like, oh, well, he's just likable and whatever. But Ken was, he did the work behind the scenes. He had fun in front of everybody, but he did the work behind the scenes. And so, you know, when I moved out to Jefferson County and did stuff, and then I got a phone call from Ken and some of his friends that said, hey, we want you to come to a meeting. We want to talk to you about county executive. I assumed after 25 years of helping people get elected that he was calling me to help me get someone elected to county executive. And when I walked into the room, I found out very quickly it was me they were talking about. And I'm like, you know, and I actually said no the first time. And actually, you know, and so then the second time we met for lunch and I was like, okay, I'll think about it. And Ken was, he did all the work behind the scenes or by proxy. But this is a guy who had his finger on the pulse of everything that was going on in Jefferson County all the time.
Chris, Dan Buck here. Good morning, brother. I know you know.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good. You worked a long time with Mark Carter, and Mark really thought that this guy made a huge difference, even at the state level in the short time he was there. I mean, elected in 2022. He said he was a jovial guy, could get people's attention, but his principles and his values and his integrity were just amazing.
Yes, Ken, you know, like I said, Ken was, you know, he was jovial, he was fun, and he was, you know, like to have fun and everything. But at the end of the day, he was about the business of what he thought was right for Jefferson County and for the people at large. And that was his guiding principle more than anything else. And, you know, you have to respect that, especially in today's age where you have so many people that are just kind of opportunistic. and they'll flip-flop on any issue. And you know, Kenny wasn't like that.
Well, I mean, as somebody who did the job then, he had tapped you thinking you're going to do a great job in that role as well. What are the challenges you still see there in Jefferson County?
Well, listen, you know, I got, if you're going to compare me to Ken Waller, I got some big shoes to fill, because the one thing that Ken had, and I hope to emulate, is he didn't buy into the factionalism. You know, Jefferson County was, at the time he became county executive, very factionalized, everyone kind of grabbing for a piece of power under the new charter. And you still have some of that today. And so I hope to be that connector. I hope to be able to bring people together based on the ideas rather than just the pure politics. And I think Kenny saw that in me with the work that I did with the caucuses, and I was the Jefferson County caucus chair, and, you know, navigated that. And so I think that was part of it. But I have no doubt this conversation didn't take place because it never had time. But I have no doubt that if I win this race and if Kenny was still here, you know, he'd be pulling me into the office going, okay, here's what I need you to know, right? Because that's the way he was. He'd never have that conversation in public, but that's how he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ken was also a real, I guess I would say, a uniter. He could get both sides of the party. He could have conversations, never a judgmental guy. And in a split county, and I'd say, you know, it's probably 52% Republican down there, it's going to be a tough race for you. I mean, they're going to put somebody up, I'm sure, but you feel confident that Ken's legacy can live on and you get him a victory down there, which I know he really, really wanted you to win that seat.
Yeah, well, listen, in Jefferson County, I think we're more than 52% Republican. I think you have a lot of Democrats with the Democrat Party left then. And so the battle is really for the primary. So winning the primary, I have no doubt I'll win the general.
Awesome.
And, you know, listen, a lot of the people that were alongside Ken Waller when he was the county executive and the clerk and even recently a state rep, you know, those people are all behind me and talking to me, advising me. And so, you know, his legacy may not live on. And, you know, I may get one of me, one of those red, white, and blue jackets. Like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yes. Got
homage
it.
To him. Yeah, homage to him. So, yeah.
Well, he was popular and loved down there for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the last time you and I talked about this, Chris, you talked about your plans for development in Jefferson County, obviously in a controlled manner, but making sure that the majority of Jefferson County residents didn't have to leave the county and go to St. Louis County for work.
Yes, right. I mean, you know, 67%, this is just recent information from the annual, the master plan they're working on. 67% of the people who live in Jefferson County are dependent on St. Louis County for their economics, their jobs. We have all kinds of opportunity. You know, I'm going to sound a little idealistic, kind of like Ken Waller. Listen, we have huge opportunity here, and I want to take advantage of that. Now, I don't want to be like St. Charles and grow everything everywhere all at once and go crazy, but we can have steady, consistent growth for the next 10, 15, 20 years. Those are jobs. Those are construction jobs for labor. Those are, I mean, we have all kinds of things that we could be doing here that centers the economics of Jefferson County in Jefferson County, which would be great, which is something Kenny was all about. You know, when he first became county executive, like I mentioned, you know, he restructured the county's finances. They didn't have a fund balance when he became county executive,
wow.
And they did by the time he left. They had a fund balance, millions of dollars in fund balance. By the time he left.
Well,
that's the kind of fiscal responsibility I'd like to emulate.
Chris, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for filling us in so well on Ken Waller. Thank you.
Happy to do it, Mark. And Dan, you all take care. Let me know if you need anything, guys.
You bet, Chris.
We will do it.
Good luck in the race down there, brother.
Yeah, no kidding. Candidate for a Jefferson County executive in the primary down there is for the Republicans. All right, coming up, we'll talk to our friend Ryan Wiggins. He's going to be in studio here in just a couple of minutes. He's going to be talking a little bit more about Gavin Newsom. Stay tuned.
Oh, Wiggins!
Dan Buck wanted that queued up just for you, Ryan.
Perfect. That was absolutely...
Whoop, is his mic?
There we go. That was perfect. That was the perfect intro.
Isn't it, though? I mean, the Devil is a Democrat's the name of the song. That's Tom McDonald, man. He's crushing it.
How many downloads did you say?
3.9 million Woo! Views on YouTube and a million downloads on Apple. So
that's amazing.
That's nuts.
It's amazing. These people, they end up being chart toppers.
Yeah.
Sometimes temporarily, but they do make it and they don't get talked about.
Oh, no.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They see the success, but they don't get the mainstream accolades.
Yeah, no labels picking him up because of his very conservative rap.
So you don't need the labels anymore anyway.
Right,
go straight to the people. But good intro because this is about Newsom. So Newsom, as you know, has been cherry picking a lot of stats, and he's not doing this just now. He's always done this about California. Remember his debate against DeSantis?
I do. Yeah,
that was a good night, although Newsom showed that he can debate because he can really carve out a statistic. And he continues to do it. He'll say, well, you know, yes, people may be losing or people may be leaving the state. He won't say that. But our murder rate in San Diego proper is lower than Memphis, Tennessee. And you go, well, I guess if you look that up, that might be true. But that one little sliver of data doesn't give a picture of what is happening in your state. And people are moving with their feet, though. People are voting with their feet because they're leaving the state in droves. If they redid the census right now, Mark, California would lose 1 to 2 seats just right now. And that's since 2020 or 2021. And then if they redid it in 2030, depending on when they decide to do it, they would lose between 2 to 3 seats projected. So you're talking about a lot of people leaving California, and that never gets talked about. But I brought this because I was like, well, that's a great example of why people don't want to be in California right now. Bed Bath & Beyond has put out a statement saying that they will no longer open or operate retail stores in the entire state of California.
Now, they are coming out of bankruptcy, right? They've kind of reorganized, and they're starting to reopen
Yeah.
Retail locations across the country.
Yeah. So this is where a company starts to go, okay, now we'll start to spread our wings again. They went through the process and they've said openly. Now, they're kind of firing a shot here, because if they were kind of doing it quietly, they'd say, we're not going to open a lot of stores, but they wouldn't say it. They're saying openly, we will not operate or open retail stores in California. And they said it's about three things. One is that California is overregulated, so opening a business there is too hard anyway. Number two is it's too expensive. Everything is skyrocketed there, and part of that is overregulation. And the third is kind of all-encompassing of the things that we know about California, risky environments. For retail stores, you don't want to do business where you got to lock everything up constantly, and that's the environment in a lot of areas of California now. So.
No, good to your point. It's true. I mean, look at Washington, D.C. I was listening to Bob Onder yesterday afternoon on Reardon's show, and he was pointing out that he lives near that Navy Yard where Ryan Schmelz lives in D.C. when he's up there in Congress, and they've already been the victims of four property crimes since he got sworn in, and that the Walgreens in Navy Yard, to your point, has to keep everything, including toothbrushes and toothpaste, locked behind glass so people don't walk in and just steal it like they do in California all the time.
Yeah, and you can't figure out. They go, why are we have these food deserts in the middle of a city? This is a population center. Well, look around.
Yeah.
You can't control the crime. Why would you open up, if you're a dollar store or whatever, you know, these are the only stores sometimes left in these areas, and they're the only ones. Because if you had a grocery store, I mean, we have ones right around here that tried to open and they couldn't make it. And it's a combination of things, but a lot of it is that you got to staff a lot of security. It's very expensive. And then you can't stop the theft and they won't prosecute theft. And California is the worst about these things. So as a business owner myself, I like to see big business coming out and making the statement, not doing it quietly, openly saying, look, you have to change something about the way you operate if you want businesses to be there.
And it goes to policy like crime when you say you're not going to prosecute any theft under $1,000. I mean, who in their right mind would announce that? It's one thing if you're doing it under practice, but they actually announce it. So everybody's going, dude, as long as I keep it at $9.99 of theft, I'm not going to jail.
Walking in with their calculator bag and keeping track as they move along. I mean, come on.
Literally, yeah. People walk into these stores with these huge duffel bags, and they just fill it knowing where their limit is, and they'll walk out.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, each instance is a separate incident. So they'll walk out with $1,000, come back in with a new bag, and get another $800 worth of merchandise. And they don't even let the security guards in many of these stores in California stop them from doing this.
But if they shut them down, they're being racist.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, if you leave these communities, you're a racist because you're not opening in these crime-infested areas.
And look, Mark, I didn't bring this in here to just dunk on California, although Newsom does drive me crazy because of the cherry-picking the stats. But it does, like, my heart goes out because I live here in this area, and you see areas like St. Louis where there are, you know, you call them food deserts, whatever you want to call it. There's a high population zone with no area, no places to go get food. And so if you don't have a car, if you're really low income, you don't have the ability to go get food. And the way to solve that is to solve crime. Because if you want investment to come, you have to protect the product and the business that's going to be invested in the community.
You know what else is a food desert?
What's that?
Having to come to work at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. There are no restaurants. It used to be 24-hour restaurants. There's a few McDonald's between here and my house that are still open 24 hours. And inevitably, when I go there, they'll tell me their computer's down or something because they don't want to work. So it's a food desert. So I'd like to complain about that loudly, personally.
Well, you have a little bit of a drive, so you could stop somewhere else, couldn't you?
Well, true. Honestly, it's QT or McDonald's at that hour if you can find one open.
Mm.
So that's my complaint.
Well, that's my complaint, too, because sometimes I get here at 8:30 expecting some food.
Well, I know, 8:30.
Yeah.
You come strolling in. Man, I want that job.
Do you really think America would even entertain Newsom as a candidate for the president of the United States?
Well, they entertain Kamala Harris.
Well,
I mean, for
I
God's sake, that election was much closer than it should have been.
He is actually more evil and scary to me than Kamala Harris was, to be honest with you.
The biggest challenge for them is going to be that Donald Trump is not on the ballot. Like Gavin Newsom, from what I can tell, seems to be at his most effective right now when he's trying to engage with Donald Trump. J.D. Vance is going to be a different beast for him, who debates differently, whose style is very different. And I don't think Newsom matches up well at all. I think Trump would beat him like a drum, but I don't think Gavin Newsom matches up very well with Vance. Vance is a sharp cookie.
He's slick. He actually destroyed Kamala in that debate.
Yes.
It wasn't even close.
I'll throw this in there. I'm not sure it's going to be Vance. I know he's the front runner right now, but I think we got a long way to go before we coronate Vance. I like J.D. Vance. I'm not saying I have a problem with him. I just don't know if he's for sure going to be the guy.
John Lamping said this morning that he thinks Josh Hawley is ramping up for a run. You got to figure Kristi Noem's name's going to be in there somewhere, right? Marco Rubio, will be in there somewhere for sure.
Tulsi Gabbard.
You think, really?
I do. Really do. I don't know that she'll be the one, but I do think that she has ambitions for it, and I think that she will be embraced by MAGA. Look, we have 3.5 years still to go, and there's going to be some serious crime. She's going to be at the center of a lot of it, of bringing it up and talking about it. She's going to be out there. She will be a very trusted voice within MAGA within 3 years.
If she can pull off a perp walk of John Brennan, that's going to elevate her quickly.
That's very, very
true. I want to see some Bidens. If she gets some perp walks out of a Biden or two, I'm like, okay.
I think they all got pardons, didn't they? I mean, I don't know.
No, they're all, because they were all auto-pen, they've thrown most of those
Maybe
out.
Maybe Fauci?
Oh. She gets Fauci, she's my president.
Well, Fauci got a pocket pardon, though.
Yeah.
So they'd have to get him in there and let him testify and then get him for, you know, false testimony or something like that. I don't know.
Oh.
Up until the last month, I would have said it's going to be J.D. Vance versus Adam Schiff. But now I don't know. Adam Schiff is maybe going to get arrested. I'm kidding.
I'm looking at you.
What are you smoking this morning?
I am like, Schiff will be the... I mean, they're desperate, but I don't think they're that desperate.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
That would be really bad.
And they're saying Kamala's still polling, like still in the... I'm like, are you kidding me? You're going to do an also-ran who just completely collapsed emotionally and mentally. And no, she did. I hope they do, but I just don't think that's... I think there's hopefully somebody in that party smarter than that.
Let's hope. Ryan, can you hang out for a little while?
Sure.
All right. Ryan Wiggins in studio. We'll be back in just a minute.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, little Van Halen for you there. I got to see David Lee Roth last night, and, you know, the band was fantastic. If you closed your eyes, there were times you couldn't tell that wasn't Eddie Van Halen on the guitar. I don't know who that guy is, but he's destined for great things, whoever the guy was in the backup band. David told some good stories, which made me happy, about Van Halen and stuff like that, but his voice is just cooked. And I don't know if he had a cold and it was worse than normal. He didn't even try to harmonize on most of the songs.
His voice is cooked, like he can't speak or he can't sing?
He just can't sing anymore. I don't know. Maybe he, you know, I mean, since I have a daughter who's a singer, I've learned a lot more about proper vocal coaching. And you know, like when she was young, they were teaching her not to belt, as you'll hear a lot of these kids doing in musicals, depending on the role, because for the younger kids, that's apparently not good for your vocal cords to do that. But a lot of them who don't actually get professional music training don't know that. So my guess is David Lee Roth never had a vocal coach, and he went at it hard for a lot of years, including all the drugs and sex and rock and roll, and I guess maybe he just wore him out. That's all I can figure.
And, dude, he hit range and notes that no human being should be able to hit. I mean, he was up there with some of those.
He was, but, you know, and this is more in the weeds than anybody on this radio audience wants to listen to, but before they signed their first record label, the record label officials tried to get them to dump David Lee Roth and hire Sammy Hagar.
Really?
Before they signed their first album. And the Van Halens had an allegiance to him and said, no, this is who we are. He's our singer. Because they didn't think that he had the vocal range that a Hagar, and obviously he doesn't. Hagar's still singing these days, and David's gone. But, I mean, I still love the music. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But
have you ever been to a show where they don't tell stories? Like the band or the guy gets up there, just plays music, and goes off stage?
A few. I mean, Roth didn't do a lot of it last night, but he did talk between some of the sets. And he only threw the name Van Halen out a couple of times. Like he didn't... He
didn't wink at you and go, this is from my band, Van Halen.
No. It was all Van guns. Halen. Ethan was disappointed this morning. He didn't do any of his solo stuff. Tokyo Rose or whatever. What was that? Was that it?
Yeah.
Just a Gigolo.
Yeah, he didn't do any of that stuff. He couldn't sing that song these days anyway.
To me, the best part of going to those kind of classic shows, because obviously you're not seeing David Lee Roth because you're like, this guy's going to nail it on every song.
No,
you're seeing it because he's a legend.
Because he's a legend, and that's why I went.
The stories are the best part of those shows.
I agree.
If he told stories, that's great. Because I've been to ones where they just get up there, they just do the songs. You're like, man, I can listen to the CD to get that.
Yeah,
tell me the stories.
In this case, he wore his black, tight black leather pants again.
Nice.
He's in his 70s, and he's wearing black leather because he's David Lee.
Is that why you chose to wear that this morning?
Yeah.
Nobody can see me below the waist in here. That's pretty awesome.
Hey, what's on Wiggins America this weekend? Do you have any ideas? I loved this show last week where you were talking about how to bring businesses back.
Thanks, yeah. I was talking about a creative proposal for cities to bring back investment, and one of those ideas is, first, you got to deal with crime. I mean, we're just talking about that. You got to deal with crime. If you're willing to, though, I do believe that there is it's just an idea, that a city could offer liability and insurance against crime for any business that's willing to move in. So if you get hit with a riot or you get hit with some petty crime or something, the city would actually take a stake and be responsible for that for you. It's just an idea.
Yeah, it's kind of along the lines of what Dave Spence, when he was on the committee trying to decide what to do with the $750 million we got on the Rams settlement, and he had a phenomenal idea, so we didn't, you know, burn through all this money and have nothing to show for it. He said set up an account, $400 million of it, that would only spend the income of the thing, but give it out as grants. To small businesses, but they would be in the form of a loan to help businesses get upstart, give them seed money, give them started, but they would pay it back at low interest rates over. So it's a perpetual account. It doesn't go away. It keeps refunding itself from the loan money that goes out, and you could do the same thing there. We would give it away in terms of insurance and different things that a lot of companies can't go into business because they can't afford those kinds of stuff.
It's a good point. Yeah. And remind people when they can listen to Wiggins America.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8. Sunday evening, 7 to 8.
Awesome. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks
appreciate
for having
that.
Me.
Appreciate that.
Awesome,
right.
Man.
Yeah, good good stuff today. Go back and pick up the podcast.
I think it would be a net zero. I think the business you'd bring in would cover the cost that you'd have to put out.
Absolutely. Generation they would have, and the employment and the jobs.
As long as there's still an incentive, maybe that would be the incentive for the city to crack down on crime because you don't have to keep paying out on the insurance policy.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. That's a good thought. All right. Kilmeade, coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Have yourself a great Tuesday. Enjoy that weather. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.